The Osgood File, sponsored in part by GoToMeeting.com, the best way to host an online meeting. Stay tuned for a special deal just for Osgood listeners. This is Dave Ross. The L.A. County coroner has ruled that Michael Jackson was killed by drugs administered at his request by his personal physician, Dr. Conrad Murray, who is now in big trouble.
I would be shocked if there aren't charges. I don't think there's any possibility that he's not going to be charged.
More after this from Charlie. Michael Jackson was one of those Americans who liked his health care plan and decided to keep it. That health care plan was Dr. Conrad Murray and his supply of sedatives. According to the documents just released, Dr. Murray had been treating Jackson for insomnia for 6 weeks, putting him to sleep with 50 milligrams of propofol, administered through an IV drip. CBS correspondent Sandra Hughes.
Propofol is a powerful anesthetic drug that should only be used in a hospital setting.
Instead of a sleeping pill, he was getting a drug normally used to knock out a patient before major surgery. In fact, Dr. Murray himself was worried enough that on June 25th, he tried to replace the propofol with something safer. At 1:30 a.m., with Jackson still unable to sleep, he gave him 10 milligrams of Valium. At 2 a.m., he injected 2 milligrams of lorazepam. At 3 a.m., 2 milligrams of midazolam. And then repeated the doses at 5 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. Michael Jackson still couldn't sleep and begged for what he called his milk, the one thing he knew would work. And so at 10:40, 10 hours after that first Valium, Dr. Murray dripped 25 milligrams of milky white propofol into his bloodstream and stepped out of the room. And that, according to CBS News legal analyst Trent Copeland, was about the dumbest thing Conrad Murray could have done.
That may be very likely criminal behavior that rises to the level of being second-degree murder because it's so reckless and indifferent.
And yet, he was only doing what his patient demanded, and in a way, what you hear many Americans demanding, providing privately funded health care, unfettered by government regulation of any kind. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 25th, 2009.